Today's reading begins in Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he was killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide that inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." I want to start here in verse 8 and talk about this acknowledgement or confession before men. Confession is very important. Confession is the verbalization of our faith. But confession can be more as well. Confession can be the way that we live so that Jesus is seen in us. So it can really be both. But notice what he says is, if you're not willing to acknowledge him in the presence of others, then why should he be willing to acknowledge you before God? Think about this for a moment. If we are part of the body of Christ in order to be true Christians, then in reality what it's saying is that he has to tell the Father, "He's one of mine, he's one of my flock." And I don't think that literally happens, but that's the way we can think of it in this sense, because he's saying that if you won't accept me, then why should I accept you? And if he won't confess you before the Father, then he's not going to claim us as his own. By the way, this is the same as I usually quote from Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. So it's very important that we realize the little things that we do, the moment that, well, I don't speak up, I don't say anything, or the moment that I hold in my Christianity so that other people can't see it. Am I confessing him? Or am I denying him? That's something that we really need to take some serious consideration. Then there's this moment in which Jesus is asked to settle an argument about an inheritance. And he uses this to be an example so that he can teach. And he asks this question, you know, "Who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Now, Jesus deserves to be in that type of a position. And he obviously has the knowledge and the wisdom to be in that type of position. But he's saying, why is this part of what I need to do? Why is this something that I need to be engaged in? And he goes right to the root of the issue, which is covetousness, greed. He wants more inheritance, or he wants his inheritance. I don't think it's necessarily wrong for somebody to get what's supposed to be theirs. But the point that Jesus begins to make is, you're thinking about the wrong things. Here they are in the presence of the Son of God, who's doing all this spiritual teaching, and they want him to settle an argument about inheritance. His point is, you're thinking about the wrong stuff. You're thinking about your earthly things instead of the heavenly things or the spiritual things. Then he has this parable of the rich fool that says, you know, I've got too much stuff. You know, my crops are doing so well, I don't have any more room to store them. So I'll rip down my barns and I'll build bigger barns. And at that point, I'll have so much stored up that I can just take it easy and I don't really have to work for anything anymore. Understand, Jesus is not talking about wealth. He's talking about focus. We're still talking about, are you focused on the earthly things or the spiritual things? This rich fool is spending so much time worrying about how he's going to store all these extra crops that he's not thinking about what tomorrow holds for his soul. And so he loses his life and what's going to happen to his soul. Well, in verse 19, he even said to his soul, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." He's not thinking about the long term, the spiritual. But God says, "This night your soul is required of you. The things you've prepared, whose will they be? Since that was all your focus, what's going to happen to them?" They'll perish. They'll go away. And so he says, "So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." They're not laying up treasures in heaven, which is what really matters. It doesn't matter how much money you have on this world. It doesn't matter how much success you have. Doesn't matter how big your family is, how big your house is, what car you drive. None of these physical things matter unless we lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven, because that's what lasts and that's what matters, is your spiritual well-being and the destiny of your soul. And I think that's really the lesson for us to take away from this today, is to begin asking ourselves, am I rich toward God? Am I laying up treasures in heaven? You know, if I do have some amount of wealth, I have more than I need, what am I doing with those funds? Am I hoarding them so that I can, you know, take my ease for many, many years? Or am I doing good with those things? You know, do I seek to do good for others? It basically comes down to, we show what really matters to us in the way that we view those worldly goods. So we need to be disciplined. We need to think about our actions. We need to shine the light of Christ in everything that we do. And we need to shine it in such a way that it's bright. It's a big confession to the world that I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And so maybe today what we need to pray about is that we have the right focus, that we focus on those spiritual things. We work to lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven. That is to secure our salvation. God offers it. Are we doing what we need to do in order to keep our end of that covenant? Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.